Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with the director of the Washington Public Library, Carrie Ann Siegfried, about some of the events going on at the library in October. So we'll start off here. You have a Festival of Pumpkins that's starting up this Tuesday. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Sure. This is something that I think library patrons always really enjoy. We've done this for many, many years. So we have Festival of the Pumpkins that starts October 4th, and so community members can bring in their painted or otherwise decorated pumpkins. We ask no carved pumpkins, just because, you know, there's a lot of decay involved there. So just painted or decorated pumpkins can be dropped off at the library beginning October 4th. Voting for your favorite pumpkin begins on October 17th, and winners will be announced on October 28th. And so everyone's pumpkins will be displayed there in the library throughout the month, so people can come in and take a look. You know, there are some people who decorate their pumpkins that decide to do something kind of on a book theme, which is, you know, great. We love that, but it's not absolutely required either. So we've had some just amazingly creative pumpkins in the past, and we look forward to that again this year.
And what's the prize for the winner?
I don't know that that's been decided yet. I think, a large part of the prize is just bragging rights that you had the most creative pumpkin. But yes, we do have some gifts associated with that, too.
Okay, every Thursday this month is going to be We Read at 10 a.m. Tell me a little bit more about the We Read program.
Sure. We Read is our story time for crawlers and walkers 18 months to 3 years old with their caregiver. And so Miss Jo does stories and songs and finger plays and dancing and, you know, all sorts of fun stuff for 30 minutes every Thursday.
And there's also going to be a Teen and Manga Club meeting every Wednesday in
October
as well.
Yes, we started a Teen Anime and Manga Club last spring that was very, very popular. And so kids have been excited about starting that again this fall. So that will be every Wednesday in October at 4 p.m. And kids have an opportunity to get together and watch anime, read manga, talk about Japanese culture. And so this event is for grades 6 through 12. And we hope to have a great group again this fall.
And another thing that's going on is it kind of a book club with this Kids All Iowa Reads. It's The Lonely Heart of Maybelle Lane by Kate O'Shaughnessy.
Sure. It's great. The Iowa State Library, selects three books every year for, you know, Iowa residents to be able to read together. So there's usually an adult choice, a teen choice, and a kid's choice. And so this year, the 2022 Kids All Iowa Read is The Lonely Heart of Maybelle Lane by Kate O'Shaughnessy. And so we have a set of 10 copies of that book for checkout through October. And then in November, we'll be having some activities and book discussions going on. So, you know, this book is about for grades 2nd through 5th.
And, of course, you only have the limited copies in the library. But let's say someone wants to read it away from the library. They want to have a own personal copy. They can still come to the meeting in November, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I believe it is available online as well, too, through Bridges. But we do have 10 copies that someone can come in and check out.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with the director of the Washington Public Library, Carrie Ann Siegfried. And we were talking about some of the events that will be going on at the library in October. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards with KCII News.